So are you ready, Diablo?
Yeah.
Everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, this is Diablo. Diablo.
Are you ready, Diablo?
D.
I don't know what happened last week. We got a short show.
We did?
Yeah, the thing crapped out, and we didn't record the rest of it, I guess. So I don't know how much it was on there, but...
Oh, I didn't listen to it.
It was only about half of it, so...
Oops.
Oh, well. Okay. Sierra.
Wait, my whole rant on Kashmir Pulaski is gone?
Yeah, I don't think it recorded. I think that was the...
Sacagawea!
I think that there was some kind of thing going on.
We got a thing going on. It's called Not Recording, Miles' Story.
No, we didn't even get through all my story, I don't think.
You're
so.
A jackass.
I didn't do it. A machine did it. The thing was not working.
You're like Scotty, man. Have that Transformer thing ready to go when I say, man.
It's going. We'll see if it records this week. I don't know. We'll see.
Christ. Great. All right.
Oh, jeez. Like, you could do anything. We were just talking. I'd like to, but I can't, so I'm going to just tell you. Maybe you'll do it and make fun of yourself.
All right. You got me.
If I could...
You got me, ball buster. You got me.
If I could go down to the mall and possibly bribe some nerdy guy down there to help me out, and I got a watch and some books or something, and... Uh-huh. Maybe I could, you know, trade something. Maybe something I have they might want to help me out with some Photoshopping or something. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, yeah.
All right.
So, anyway, it was kind of weird last week, so hopefully it'll work out this week. We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll find out. So, I will tell you, last night, I really, really wish I would have just talked to you rather than not talking to you since we're a day late here.
Yeah.
Not that anyone will notice because, you know, we plan for being late, basically. So. Mm-hmm. But I didn't talk to you because this whole stupid time change, you know.
Right.
I couldn't get anybody to bed. They wouldn't go to sleep, kids. And so, like, my son wouldn't go to bed. So he was already down here. And then after I got done talking to you, my daughter was supposed to be in bed, and she stayed up there. Well, my wife said, well, go check on her. So I went. She wasn't asleep either, so we just let him get back up because it's the whole stupid, you know, daylight savings time stuff.
Sure.
Which does not save anything.
Right.
It's not saving anybody or anything. Mm-hmm. Just stupid. So anyway, I'm coming down the stairs, and we got this gate for the dogs. So yes. The dogs don't go up the stairs. They stay downstairs. And I'm trying to move the gate because it's on the stairs. Keeping the dogs down here. And I slip and I fall.
Oh, I was hoping this was going to get funny. Thank God.
Yeah. So in order to catch myself, I swing my arm wildly, and this gate has got, like, these scissor slats.
Uh-huh.
And somehow, only my pinky gets... trapped in the scissor slat.
Oh, yeah. I love
like it. All the way down to where it's being pinched horribly.
Oh, yeah, I like it. Yeah.
And I believe my finger is being broken. My pinky.
Uh-huh.
So I'm yelling. And then my wife thought my daughter fell on me because I was yelling. And I basically had to pry my finger out of these slats. It had, like, gotten stuck down in there and all mangled and twisted, and luckily I did not break it.
Yeah.
And I got... Everybody laughed at me, of course.
Uh-huh.
Just like you're laughing. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you, I thought, honest to goodness, I thought I had, like, twisted my pinky off. That's how much it hurt. Not to mention, my back hurt because I fell on the step, you know.
What about your bad knee?
Look, I didn't hurt my bad knee, thank goodness.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. That would have been all I needed, to throw that son of a bitch out, you know. So I basically, I could have basically picked up the whole gate because my finger was so jammed down in there.
Steve Austin.
And I'm like, ah! And so, it's actually a little twisted, but, so I just wrench it back out of there, and it's like all scraped up and sore and everything, and everybody's like, so I was all pissed off. So I would have rather, if I would have been talking to you and everybody would have been in bed like they were supposed to be, none of that would have happened, you know. It's like Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow.
I'm just glad I wasn't walking around naked.
Yeah. So, anyway, I was all pissed off. It was terrible. I wanted to go back in time and get rid of everything that was, you know.
Are you going to sue the gate manufacturer at all? Or?
I should. That son of a bitch, I'm telling you. I don't know how the hell I got my finger jammed down there. It is bent. It's bent. Look, my pinky's bent.
Well, I don't have a camera.
My wife's sitting there, she's like, I can't even tell. Norman, I can't tell which pinky got hurt.
It's like your winkle, it bends to the right.
So, anyway, I would have rather been talking to you rather than having my being tortured by a gate, you know what I mean?
Did your wife kiss it to make it better?
Or? No, are you kidding? So she's just laughing.
She would not kiss it to make it better?
No, sorry. Sorry, no fantasies for you tonight, buddy.
I don't know. I just, you know. I don't know.
So, my pinky still hurts a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was.
Is this your, which hand is it now?
It would be my right hand.
Oh, and you are right-handed, too.
I am right-handed, yes.
Wow. So, Monique is down for a while, huh?
Yeah. I'll just tape it up. It'll be fine.
Play hurt. Play hurt, Bob. Play hurt.
So, yeah. So, I would have much rather been talking to you rather than getting my pinky mangled, but, you know.
Yeah.
That's the only time now. I'm back to normal now.
Yeah.
Don't care if I talk to you, so.
Okay.
Here we are.
Here we are. Well, that turned out okay, then.
It's all right. Yeah. My back hurt a little bit, too, you know, but.
Right.
I'll be all right.
Right.
So what's up with you?
I was doing some follow-up on this flu I had a couple weeks ago, I guess.
Follow-up? What are you, like, in the lab doing cultures or what?
Well, I had a couple of weird incidents happen when I was,
honey,
I was like...
Honey, look at this booger. Does it look different to you?
It looks like Lincoln.
I'm going to put it in a Petri dish and we'll see what happens.
No, a couple.
I've taken samples from everyone in the house but you. Could you help me out with a little snot sample, honey?
No, a couple weird things have happened.
Yeah.
Since I've gone to the doctor.
Like, I've dropped like three dress sizes.
Dude, Miles, your breasts don't look as orange as they usually do. Mind if I just feel them to see? And...
Doctor, have you ever heard of a cold that makes you lactate? Because I got a prep.
Myers, I think the doctor you want is just down the hallway here. But, no, I'd gone in at, like, the very peak of this flu. This,
right.
I had just a couple weird things happen. This is the first one. I went to the doctor, and the first words out of his mouth is, you stink.
Nice.
I wasn't sure if I had told you this or not, but.
I do remember. I do faintly remember this, but maybe you just
told
me. I might
have told it on the air. I don't remember. But I thought, you know, maybe he's just being a dick, you know, Dr. Dave, you know, just being a dick, you know, on like a weird sense of humor or something. I thought, oh, okay.
Yeah.
This was like a couple of weeks ago, because I went in today because I'm still kind of coughing a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
And the first words out of his mouth today are, well, at least you don't stink, Miles.
Evidently, that's the doctorly way of greeting you.
Because, like, when I was, like, really, really sick, I was taking, like, two-a-day showers because I was having, like, these cold flashes, you know. It's just, like, chill. So I was taking these hot showers all the time, like, twice a day.
Yeah.
So I go, how in the fuck can I stink?
You reek of the flu.
Yeah, that's what he said. He goes, when people have the flu, they just stink. They have a stink to them. So I don't know what this smells like. But
he's like Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Yeah, he's like, I smell, you know what you smell like? Balls. You smell like balls. No, I don't know what odor I had, but I had, if it was jizz or whatever, man. Doctor, I just got done watching Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was.
On Google there. Oh, God. Before I came in, I hope you don't mind.
You smell like shame.
You either smell like ass or balls. I don't know which, but you smell.
Or someone else's.
Yeah.
No, it's just your chin.
That was follow-up number one, right?
All right.
Follow-up number two, and I told you this off the air. I wasn't going to tell this on the air, but during the peak of my illness, I was laying on the couch, and I had a house guest over.
Yes.
That had spent the night, and we won't mention this person's name.
All right.
But this is a friend of my wife's.
Strother Martin.
Strother Martin.
Miles, what we got here is a failure to communicate.
And this person had a medical procedure done, so she felt the need to sleep over at our house or whatever.
Miles, would you like to see my sky? No, Strother.
No, I wasn't quite that bad. So this person, and you already know, I told you something there.
Yeah, I know.
This person, after staying at my house for like 24 hours, and she's been on some pain pills, has decided she's going to get a shower and get going.
I didn't realize your wife was familiar with Esther Roll.
It was Esther Roll. Yeah, it was B. Arthur.
Oh, my.
And just to recap, I was laying on the couch, and this person, I hear this person taking a shower, and then she gets out of the shower and opens up the bathroom door, which I cannot see from my vantage point, but she announces that
life is strange, you're moving in stereo. What?
I wasn't quite going that there, but she announces she's bare-ass naked and that she'll be running around bare-ass
naked. There you go.
I'm like, you know, she's just crazy enough to do this.
Oh, James.
You know?
Yeah.
What's that song? Oh, she's a crazy bitch.
Oh, yeah, you finally heard that now. It's like 2 years ago, Buck Cherry.
Yeah.
Ah!
So that's right. She's running around a little bit, and she decides that she announces now she's going to run past me to run downstairs and do some laundry.
While she's naked.
I didn't know at this point whether what was going on, so I, as the gentleman that I am, I
started taking pictures immediately.
Began fantasizing with my eyes closed.
Could you possibly wait till I run down to the Staples and possibly get a new digital camera?
I need a new stick, man. It's all filled. Man.
That's right. That's right. I don't know how to do anything with it.
I don't. So I avert my eyes and I hear her run past.
Yeah.
A few minutes later, I hear her coming back upstairs.
Miles, don't pull your nose out of that penthouse.
I hear she's coming up again, so I avert my eyes, not knowing what's going on.
Yeah.
I think she's passed, and I look, and lo and behold, I'm seeing bum cakes, man. I'm seeing some
delicious, my milkshake.
Painful bum cakes walking past me. Like, oh, boy. Uncle Shane, darling. Right?
Yeah.
So then, a few minutes later, this person has put their belongings out in the hallway opposite the bathroom, which now is in my line of vision.
Right.
I have done nothing to better my, you know, point of vision, by the way.
Right. Your perspective is the same.
Right.
You're barely seeing over your belly.
No, I'm seeing her topless.
Right. Barely over your belly.
I'm seeing, I'm like, holy. Holy. Yeah, this is getting good.
And then at that point you woke up.
Yeah.
And you were a little wet somewhere.
Well, the person gets dressed and then they leave. And not really much was said.
Right.
So I had to confront this person recently, I said. Listen, I don't know if you knew this or not, but when you were getting ready, I kind of saw the goods, so to speak.
All right.
And this person is in complete disbelief about this.
Uh-huh.
She goes, no, no, Miles, you didn't. No. I go, I saw bum cakes. I saw your fun bags.
Yeah.
I did not see where babies come from, but I did, you know, see quite a bit. Oh, no, you, no, no, no. So, yeah, it was awkward. It was awkward bringing it up. I didn't want to, but I felt I owed it to her.
Yeah. So what, she didn't believe you?
I don't think so, no, because then jokingly she's like, well, maybe, you know, like, I could come over to her house and return the favor. I go, I don't think so.
And she said, no.
I don't think you want to see a middle-aged dude.
I don't want to see, like, a Proactin commercial on your ass or anything like that.
See me naked like an EV commercial, man. You'd be like, oh, Jesus. Yeah, so it was, that's the
be like fault. Dennis Franz, only worse.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god. Yeah, it's like, see, it's like someone's dad naked. You'd be like, oh my god. Oh,
well, I'm here.
I just saw Bob's dad naked. Oh my god.
Take a gander.
Yeah, drink it in. Go ahead.
I'll be picking up my unmentionables over
here. Yeah. Oh, did I drop a dollar? Ooh. I'm picking up my butt cheeks. So
you got turned down on that, huh?
No, I just... I don't know. This person, I don't know if she doesn't realize what the hell, you know, I all saw. But I did see quite a bit. Yeah. Wow.
So have you made a drawing or anything?
No, I have not.
I think that would be your... That would be your this week, you should make a drawing. That way, you know, we can all...
Okay.
Yeah. Do a Miles Title drawing.
A rendering. Artist rendering.
Artist rendering, yeah.
The bum cakes I saw, and then I also the areoli and such.
And there you go. There you go. That sounds good.
So the best medicine, really, I think, if you're really sick and you think you're going to die, is have nudity.
Okay.
I guess.
Dr. Miles has spoken.
Made me feel better.
Well, how did you even get sick? I mean, you take it in all the time. I mean, that's kind of your hobby, isn't it? So. You mean like live rather than on
right.
The webpage?
Yeah, usually mine is like, you know, a series of ones and zeros, you know, generated on a screen.
Right, yeah.
Whereas this was like, yeah.
Okay.
This is almost like peeking through someone's window, I guess, but here I am laying on my own couch in my own house.
Yeah, let's see.
And the floor show has started. You know.
There you go.
Bah, bah, boom, bah, bah, boom. Like, oh boy.
Well, nice.
We've got bum cakes. We've got bum cakes.
So if you had to equate that to like some kind of food, what would it be? It's my Barbara Walters, you know. If you had to equate, you know, the bum to a food item, what would that be?
It looked like two potatoes and a...
a couple of dinner rolls or a loaf of bread or what, you know.
Yeah, so your kid likes those Hawaiian rolls. It looked like a couple of Hawaiian rolls.
Yeah, we do love the Hawaiian. We had some of those tonight for supper.
Looked like 5 pounds of Hawaiian rolls in a 3-pound sack. I'm not saying it looked bad. I'm just saying it's something I shouldn't have saw, but I mean, it didn't.
Any blemishes?
From what I could see from the squinting I was doing, no, I did not.
Any unsightly hair?
Maybe a Brazilian was in order. I don't know. I wasn't that close to the bum cakes. I happened to be far enough away.
Any lancing to be done of any boils or anything?
A tail, actually. But, awkward, yeah, kind of awkward, I guess.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
So how many times have you punched the munchkin to this? Oh, wait, don't answer that question. We'll wait till next week. I'll put it on the poll, and we'll say, we'll give a range of how many times has Miles beat himself off to this image and let people gauge for themselves. You can reveal next week.
True story.
So how long ago has it been?
This was about 2 weeks ago.
All right, so we'll say for the month, how many times Miles is going to beat it this month to that? To what he saw, or what he at least thinks he saw, so.
Just put like a loop of like beat it on there.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. That's the poll this week. Look over at the side. You can click your whatever you'd like there. And, you know, vote early, vote often. That's what we say. We're from Illinois here, so. Well, that's cool.
I will sketch what I thought I saw.
Yeah.
And I'm going to send it to you and let you judge whether or not you will put it up.
All right, we'll do that.
If you think it's worthy.
You're a pretty good artist.
I am.
Yeah?
I am. And I'll even scan it. I won't even mail it to you.
That's not going to happen.
No, I'm going to. I'm going to use marker and stuff.
I'm going to do it in pencil, and then I'll highlight with a little Sharpie, and so it'll be...
I don't even need pencil, because it's ingrained in my mind.
Yeah.
So.
And then we'll have a whole other poll about how many times did you beat it while you drew this. It's taken me a few more days longer than I thought. I'm depleted.
Oh, I am turning Japanese. Oh. Mm,